Not my type. You're kidding, right? That guy is like 4 times my age. I'm not Anna Nicole Smith, thank you very much. Okay, what about that guy? And why not? You're so picky. It's a good thing we're not trying to get you a New Year's kiss. Okay, how about him? What do you mean? He doesn't look angry. Well, maybe a little, but I think it's just the natural arch of his eyebrows. Okay, I have less than 10 minutes until midnight, and so far there are 0 prospects. Why is this so difficult? I mean, I'm looking for a New Year's kiss, not a husband. You know what this means, don't you? Hey, no, don't you dare back out now, you promised. Well, okay, maybe you never officially promised. You didn't sign a binding contract or make a blood oath, but when I said that I really want a New Year's kiss this year, you said that I'd have one. And then, when I said, what if I don't, you said that if I don't find a New Year's kiss, you would be mine. And then I said that I'm gonna hold you to it, so this is me holding you to it. Please, I've never had a New Year's kiss, and I'll be damned if I go another year watching everyone else have these perfect, magical kisses while I just stare at my shoes. I just really want a movie moment. You know, a movie moment. A moment that is so beautiful and breathtaking and unapologetically cliche that it feels right out of a movie. Here are some examples, okay? Kissing in the rain, kissing under moonlight, kissing at the top of a Ferris wheel, and finally, kissing while the clock strikes midnight on New Year's Eve. I am going to find myself a New Year's kiss tonight, and I'm not giving up until the countdown starts. What? What's so funny? You've never seen me so determined before. Yeah, you have. That time I beat you at laser tag. That time I beat you at checkers. That time that you beat me at paintball, and then I asked for a rematch, and then, of course, I lost again, but I was very determined. This is different, though. I'm not trying to win anything or prove anything. I just really want to be kissed. That sounds pathetic, but there it is. I just wish someone would walk up to me. I wish I didn't have to seek someone out myself. Wait a sec, maybe you're the problem. Well, you're standing next to me. Maybe people think that we came here together. I mean, we did come here together, but maybe they think that we are, you know, together. And maybe that's pushing them away. They think that I'm taken, so they're not walking up to me. Or people just actually don't want to talk to me. Thanks, I appreciate that. But, I mean, look at all the other girls here. It's not like I'm anything special. What? Did you just call me special? Thanks. So, what about that guy? And why not? Yeah, okay, you're right. Wearing sunglasses indoors is kind of weird. Well, I think we've gone through literally every single person at this party. And we've ruled every single one of them out. Or, I'm sorry, we haven't. You have. Okay, every time that I've pointed someone out, you've found something wrong with them. Yes. a second ago, the thing with the sunglasses, that guy and his eyebrows, which is not his fault, and that one guy from earlier who was gargling his drink, which I admit is a little bit of a turnoff, but still, a little harsh, don't you think? I'm gonna choose to believe that this is all your fault. It's your fault that I don't have a New Year's kiss. So, time is of the essence here. I hope that you've come to terms with the consequences of your actions. The consequences being that you're gonna have to be my New Year's kiss. Hey, can you do one of those kisses where you dip me? Like Mark Ruffalo does in 13 Going on 30. Or, we could do a dirty dancing type of thing where I come running towards you and then you catch me and you lift me up over your head. It's very simple. I'll walk you through it. Come on, I don't weigh that much. It should be easy. You know what? You are not very committed to this, are you? I might have to go ask that guy you pointed out earlier who's like 4 times my age. There's no way he's going to be able to lift me. And it's going to be your fault when he ends up at the hospital. You know what, though? It's probably better this way. That you're my New Year's kiss. Well, you know, there are less risks in kissing someone you can trust as opposed to a stranger. Between STDs and serial killers, stalkers, bad breath. This is definitely safer. Besides, this way I know that it doesn't mean anything. I mean, this way it's way less complicated because you and I both know that it's just a kiss. So, the countdown is probably gonna start in a couple minutes. Thank you for doing this. I know that it probably seems kind of silly. I'm just so sick of always watching from the sidelines. I want to be one of the people that are living in the moment and making memories that they're going to remember forever and, you know, living out cliches and traditions and, I don't know, does that make sense? Do you want any gum? I have spearmint and peppermint, I think. Okay. There's the countdown. Here we go, I guess. 3, 2, 1. So, good job. Thank you for that. I mean, sorry. So, what now? I mean, like, do you wanna go? Should we leave the party? I mean, I got my New Year's kiss. Mission accomplished. Okay, sure. Let's go. Wait, what? Sorry, I don't mean to act weird. I'm fine. Yeah. The kiss. What about the kiss? I thought it was good. I am being honest. It was fine. You're a good kisser. I would tell you if I didn't think that you were a good kisser. You're a good kisser. The problem? There isn't a problem. I'm okay. I swear. I think I'm just a little, like, in shock or something. Because we just kissed, and I've always wondered I've never known what that would be like, and now I do, so I'm just, you know, taking it all in. When I say never knew what it would be like, I have thought about it. Yeah. Not in a, oh, I wonder what it would be like. I just mean, it's crossed my mind, obviously. I mean, we're together all the time. It would be weird if it hadn't crossed my mind. I mean, you've thought about it, right? Oh. Okay, I'm gonna take your silence as a no. That's okay. Oh, okay, so you have thought about it. So we're on the same page. Cool. And? I mean, like, was it how you imagined it? Sort of. Okay. For me, yeah, it was. Was it what I thought it would be like? It was a little different. In the sense that, no, it's fine. I'm just trying to form the words. It didn't feel like any other kiss I've ever had. Well, no, not in a bad way. I guess I just didn't think that kissing someone could feel like that. I'm sorry if I got weird. It was just, I went into it thinking that it wasn't a big deal. And I don't know, I guess now it kind of feels like a big deal. I guess I see you different now. As in, I suddenly have butterflies when I look at you, and that's never happened to me before with anyone. I don't know how I feel about it. All I do know is that I just really want to kiss you again. Yep. Just as magical as the first time.